Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And it's, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty much small business heaven there. When you go to jbsba.com, you'll feel like you're at home. You feel like you found a home. That's what people tell me when they write me. You know, I feel like I found a home for me and my small business, and that means a lot to me. And those of you who have websites, you know what I mean when people write you and or talk to you and tell you how much that your website helps them. And so I appreciate you checking it out. And don't forget to subscribe to my letter. And it's easy to do. Karen Post is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's one of the top branding experts in the world. She's the author of the new book I'm holding in my hand. It's so new, the ink's almost still wet, folks. Brain Tattoos, Creating Unique Brands That Stick in Your Customers' Minds. And you've been hearing Karen and me talk about this for a long time, but now it's official. It is a book. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Good to be here.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on this baby that you birthed.
It's very exciting.
Well, it is, and I'm excited for you because I know how much work that went into this. And, of course, you incubated this book on this show for how long now?
over a year.
Yeah. And so it's really exciting, and congratulations on getting it out. It looks great. Folks, I encourage you, tell our audience where it's available.
Well, you can get it through Amazon, or you can get it in your local bookstores.
All right. And the last name is Post, just like you think it would be spelled, Karen Post. Karen, one of the things that we know about branding, that if there's nothing else that you've taught us about branding since you've been with us, is that branding is about emotions, isn't it?
That's right. And, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs tend to push the logic of their brand as a priority and then think about the emotion on a secondary level, and emotions and the emotional connection with your customers really is the most important single driver in creating that bond. So I always tell people that you need to connect with emotions and confirm with logic. So all the data and the statistics and the facts about your brand, all that's important in the content and in your communication, but your big connection to your audience needs to be through emotions.
Well, and I want to come back to that. I have a thought on that. Remind me about the male-female aspect of that in a minute. But, you know, one of the things that that I wanted to make sure – well, I'll tell you, let's go ahead and talk about that now. Here's my question on that. Do you think that guys have more difficulty getting those two things in order, but worse than – you know, we have more difficulty than, say, the ladies do?
Yeah, I would, because I think that the majority of men tend to make a lot of their decisions through the left side of their brain, which is where the logic and the data comes from, and women tend to be more emotional. But I think men are slowly transforming and tapping into their emotions, and you can even see that in our top business leaders and politicians, that emotion now is being more accepted in doing business and just conducting yourself. So I think it's a great opportunity. But one of the best ways to touch through emotions is as humans, which certainly are your target audience. They all have five senses, and the senses have so many opportunities to make that emotional connection by what you see, by what you taste, by what you smell, touch, and hear. And so I suggest to people, as they're building their brand and they're trying to differentiate from their competitors, to not brand one-dimensionally, but really try to touch on every sense. Think about the small details that can be the big difference in having your brand stand out versus your competitors that may look like all the others in the sea of sameness.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that I try to say that I hope helps the guys, I know the ladies get it immediately, but and that is that we have to make sure that we recognize human beings need things and we want things. We need to be clothed, but we want a look. We need to eat, but we want to dine. And needs are logical left brain stuff. Wants are the more emotional right brain stuff, aren't they?
Absolutely, right. And top brands really leverage the need factor and the desire factor, because the logical side and the survival components of products that you need, that falls more into that commodity zone. But the emotions are really important in the other part.
Stand by, Karen. We're going to take a quick break, folks. It's 22. When we come back, Karen mentioned the five senses. I think I've identified two more senses that maybe people haven't thought about, and I'm going to ask Karen about those two senses when we come back after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with us. We're back at 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Randy McCollum is going to be joining us, and he's Vice President for Strategic Alliances at Administaff, as you know. I'm broadcasting from their offices today, visiting with these fine folks down here. And also, after Randy talks to us about how he helps Administaff accomplish their goals through Strategic Alliances, Greg Klaus, VP of Service Operations, is going to join us to talk about how he keeps all this business working. He would be the first to tell you, I think, that if it weren't for him and his organization, there wouldn't be an Administaff. He's probably right about that. They're the backroom folks, and we're going to get him to tell us about that, because we all have backroom operations too. Some of them are very small. Like mine are pretty. My backroom operations are pretty small, but his are very large. But we can learn some things from these larger companies, and we're going to be doing that in the next hour. Karen Post is our guest. She's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and she's the author of the brand spanking new book, Brain Tattoos. I'm very excited. Folks, this is an important book on branding, and I really encourage you to pick one of them up. Karen, I know it's available wherever books are sold and at your website, right?
That's right.
All right. And, Karen, we were talking earlier. I dropped a couple of new thoughts on you and the audience that I wanted to get your thoughts on. You talked about the five senses and how you got to reach out to all and touch them with all the five senses, and I want you to do that, but I want you to do it. I want you to talk to us about how to do that, but I want you to keep in mind a couple of other senses that I'm proposing that might we could consider to be senses, and one of them is desire. And you might not think of that as a sense, but back to what people want.
Right. Desire is a huge part of the end result of leveraging the senses.
Because if you
consider you offer something, say you're a dentist and you focus on the children's market, and there's plenty of other dentists that are just as qualified. But when they walk in your office, the kids smell this aroma of bubble gum, and they know that they're always prized some little toys and gifts. That becomes something that is carved in the mind of those kids and the parents. And you're still a dentist, just like your competitor. So it's the small little things that then create the desire and that then make the whole experience memorable. Same thing with sound. When people answer your telephone, you have an image for your company. So whatever that image is, instead of just a boring message on your phone, incorporate some sound effects or some music. And there's inexpensive ways to do this. There's lots of copyright-free music that you can get that just supports your brand story and what you're about. If you're edgy and progressive, or if you're traditional, or you're very elegant and sophisticated, these are powerful ways to just add to your brand story. Well, so I suggest everyone go through the list of the five senses and just see what you're doing to take advantage of these opportunities.
And remember, folks, people, you know, use the desire idea. The desire is what they want before they get to you, and it's also what they want while you're delivering your services and your goods and services. But then there's the other one, Karen, that I'm proposing, and that is memories.
Absolutely.
You can build a memory You know, that's something one time an older person told me about, you know, we were talking about making a trip, and an older person in my life once said, you know what we're doing, we're not taking a trip, we're building memories.
Absolutely.
I've never forgotten that. And that's what we need to do with our customers, isn't it? We need to be building memories, and those are sort of the two, so you know, maybe you don't want to call them senses, but I like to think of them that way. And the five senses that we know about, those are the ones that you've got to answer and to accomplish that desire for them, to fulfill that desire, and to build those memories, because, Karen, as you know, memories are what brings them back.
Absolutely. And, you know, where brands used to be about big budget advertising, now a one-person company can build an incredible brand, but the shift is really on the experience, which is part of creating those memories and tapping into all of these senses. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do with creativity that do not cost a lot of money, but they can create these wonderful memories.
Right. Absolutely. So what are some ideas on how we can touch some of these five senses?
Okay, well, to start off with the sound, just think about how your phone is answered. Think about, is there music in your lobby? Do you have a product, and does it have some special effect noise? Like a lot of times, once you use a product, you'll hear a ping, or you'll hear something, and the customer will know that the product has performed. So it's part of the promise. You know, possibly it's the smell when you walk in your place of business, or even if you're a personal brand, you know, be sensitive to how much cologne you wear when you go to a business meeting. If it's overriding all the other credibility that you're establishing, you know, that could be a negative thing. And then think about touch, even the paper choice that you make for your business card. You know, is it sturdy and strong? Is it some really cool, interesting, new sort of paper that ties into the progressiveness and the way you think and you do business? And then don't underestimate the power of sight, because UCLA did a study, and when people make their very first impression, 55% of that first impression comes from what they see. So your website and your collateral and how you dress is a huge part of creating that first impression on your brand.
Karen, I want to stop you for a second, because we're going to a break in a couple of seconds. But folks, what Karen is talking to you about right now is so important. The sights, the sounds, the touching, all that's important. Think about the things, while we're on the break, think about the things that you, the products you like. Think about why you like those products. The touching, the noise that it makes, the way it smells, the way it tastes. Think about those things, your very favorite brand, and then let's try to imagine, how can we get that into our brand, into our products and services? We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Karen Post. She is the author of The Brain Tattoo.
Well, I was moving down the road in my VA4. I had a shine on my boots. I had my sideburns low with my New York brim.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Standing tall at the, well, actually, I'm not that tall, but I'm broadcasting. Maybe that's the better way to say it. I actually have witnesses here, folks, who in the room, they know I'm not all that tall, but I am here standing in the Administaff building. I'm in their studio, actually. They've got a great studio here in the Administaff headquarters in Kingwood, Texas, which is hard by to Houston, Texas, and these guys have become good friends of mine, and I'm down here visiting with them today and doing a little business and interviewing some of our good friends, including our good friend Karen Post, the author of Brain Tattoos. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're a small business owner and you don't check this book out, you're making a big mistake, because it's very important for you to hear the words, to read the words that Karen has said. She's been doing this. Karen, you've been doing this for a long time.
For 20 years.
20 years. Started when you were only 8.
That's right. That's right.
And so... you know, folks, she's got a lot to say. She's been around. She's seen the evolution of branding from a time when only big businesses seemed to have brands, even though that wasn't true. That was kind of the myth that was out there. But that myth's been dispelled, hasn't it, Karen?
Oh, absolutely. Branding is just a huge competitive advantage for a sole practitioner or a small business or a Fortune 500 company. It's about differentiating and standing out from your competitors.
Give us your website one more time, Karen.
It is brandingdiva.com.
All right. You know, we were talking about the five senses, Karen. and how important it is to focus on those, to pay attention to those when we're developing our brands. When I think about an automobile, that when I close the door, it feels like, you know, the closing of the door is so tight. Or when I you know, hold something and it fits together perfectly, or whatever it might be. Or as you say, you know, you walk into a restaurant, you want to smell a certain way. All those things are so important, and I think a lot of us miss those opportunities to make sure that our brands are, you know, touch those senses in our customers. Let me tell you one example that I think people make a mistake in, and that is when they send them something, like a proposal or a package, they don't pay attention to what it's going to look like when the other person opens it up.
I know.
See, and I know that might, you know, some people might think, well, what's that got to do with branding? Well, what are you delivering if not your brand?
Right.
When you send them a brochure or something like that.
Right, and touching on these senses, they're like additional brand ambassadors to your brand. They're like surrogate troops that are out there building your story and confirming what you're all about. And so many of them are simple. And in my book, there's a whole chapter on how to leverage the senses and a list of ideas. But I suggest that people just walk through your buying experience. Pretend you're your customer and move slowly, observe, pay attention, take notes, and you'll be surprised what you can discover that you can do with a little creativity that will really impact your brand.
Well, okay. What if, and I don't mean to pick on the guys, but I do think this is something we need to talk about for just a second here, Karen. If guys are feeling awfully left-brained, and they're saying, you know what, I just have a hard time. I designed this product. I developed this service. I know it from alpha to omega. It's so hard for me not to talk about the alpha to omega. It's so hard for me not to talk about that. How do I get this baby I've created into an emotional experience for my customers? And so, do we need help with that sometimes?
Well, the first thing, you know, if you look at the numbers, women are responsible for 90% of all buying decisions, you know, in our world. So if you need numbers to move you, look at those numbers, and then, you know, you'll open your mind up to, and you'll try different things, and then incorporate the other gender in your brand building and get their feedback, because, you know, it's important to present your message to the people that are buying. It's not as important to present what you want to tell them. It's what the audience and the market wants.
And, you know, Karen, another thing, you're talking about women buying 90% of all the things that are bought, which I still don't understand. That's also pretty much true in business, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Business to business.
You know, and whether they're the key decision maker or they are a strong point of influence, women's role is huge in transactions and business and selling product.
Absolutely. Karen, give us your website.
It is brandingdiva.com.
We can find out more about your book there, can't we?
Absolutely, and there's a lot of free articles that they can read, and so I invite them to visit me on the web.
Thanks, Karen. And the book is available wherever books are sold. It's called Brain Tattoos by our good friend Karen Post. Karen, congratulations again.
Hey, thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Karen Post, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I will be, too. I got to take a break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you. I'll be right back with Randy McCollum and Greg Klaus.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.